Lesson 5 reading assignment, musical schools. Now that you have an accurate snapshot of your previous 6 months to 1 year of studies, the learning lists, and you have a sense of their difficulty level and what difficulty level you tend to favor, let's move on to identifying your specific level. First things first though, let's get familiar with the level system of various music schools. Here's the basic information you need to know. The Royal Conservatory of Music, RCM, is a music school, which is the main one in Canada. So it is the one I'm most familiar with. You can also do RCM exams in the United States. There's a preparatory level, 10 grades, and a couple diploma levels beyond that, the ABRSM and LRCM. The focus is on classical music with modern selections as well. They are pretty balanced. One major strength of this particular schooling system lies in its extensive syllabus with well over 100 selections of music for each grade level, which gives you plenty of materials to explore. The Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music is the ABRSM. The ABRSM Music School is available widely across the world, which I consider its main advantage over the other two schools I'm mentioning. There are 8 grades in the ABRSM. Grade 8 ABRSM roughly equates to about grade 10 RCM, and there are a few diploma levels past that point. Like the RCM, the focus is on classical music with modern selections. The ABRSM syllabus is quite narrow. There are only a handful of pieces to choose from at each grade level, although the pieces do change every few years. Finally, we have Trinity College London, TCL. Another widely available music school, though less popular than ABRSM, is TCL. Tends to be more modern and more contemporary. If you're interested in exploring pop and jazz styles exclusively, this is a school worth checking out. Trinity has grades 1 through 8, but they don't have diploma levels, but they do have a pop program, so that's why I recommend it. All right, so how are these music schools relevant to you on your piano journey? These music schools are the closest thing to a universal music curriculum that we have as piano students. If you go to primary and secondary school in Canada, for example, there are nationwide mandates and education tends to be very consistent across the board. There's a set curriculum, so you can generally expect a grade 8 student in Calgary and a grade 8 student in Halifax to know the same things, or at least be taught the same things. That's what music schools like the RCM set out to do. They provide a curriculum, a set of pieces for each level, technical requirements, theory, ear and sight reading requirements, and it's up to the teacher to use this structure with their students or not. Music schools also provide students with the opportunity to take exams based on their level. For example, if you're studying pieces at a grade 6 level, you can then take a grade 6 exam and receive your grade 6 certificate. Some people are put off by schoolifying their music experience, preferring to just go with the flow. That's fine. But I do find that many of my students thrive with the structure these schools provide. Whether or not you do exams is a personal choice. If someone asks, "What level of piano are you at?" it's helpful to be able to respond with, "I'm at a grade 6 level." The plus side is, you don't need to do exams to say you're at a certain grade level, although the official paper is kind of nice. By the end of this module, you'll have a good answer to the question, regardless of if you take exams to formally receive grades or not. It's also helpful for you as a self-motivated learner to have a basic understanding of what each level of piano entails. What does it mean to be at a grade 1 level, a grade 6 level? These are questions we'll discuss at length in the coming weeks. Okay, determining your level. We're going to go back to your learning list sheets to determine your current playing level. First, let's look at all the pieces you've marked down as medium difficulty. These pieces will generally equate your current level. For me, it includes pieces like Schubert's Opus 94 No. 3 or Chopin's Waltz in C sharp minor. These are both grade 9 level pieces, and it's where I feel the most comfortable. Even though I've taken my grade 10 exam, I would still consider myself to be around a grade 9 level. All the grade 10 pieces I've learned have felt like a significant stretch, my challenging pieces on my list, whereas I can more easily conquer a grade 9 level piece. Not all your medium pieces will be at the same level. Average it out and go with your gut. How to determine what level your pieces are at? Okay, I hear you saying, "Hold on, Alicia, how do I know what level my pieces are even at before I make this assessment?" All right, so let's start by talking about method books. If you're using a method book, you can follow this as a rough guide. The Alfred's Adult and Piano Adult Book 1 equates to Preparatory A, which you could think of as Music Kindergarten Level 1. Alfred's Adult 2, or the Piano Adventures 2, corresponds with Preparatory B, which you can think of as Music Kindergarten Number 2. Alfred's Adult 3, Piano Adventures 3A and 3B would be grade 1 and 2. And then Piano Adventures 4, you could consider grade 3. Also with John Thompson, his piano course book one corresponds with preparatory A and B, which is music kindergarten grade 1 and 2. And his second adult piano course book would correspond to grade 1 and 2. If you're learning individual pieces, use the RCM syllabus or the provided RCM piano syllabus Excel document to look up your pieces. Not every piece you learn will be in there, especially if they're more modern, but some of them should be. So say you're learning a piece from Anne Crosby's book, In My Dreams. There are several pieces in the syllabus from this book between grades 1 to 3. Maybe the specific piece you learned isn't in the syllabus, but that's okay. You can assume the piece you learned will also be between grade 1 and 3 in difficulty. If you can only determine the level of half or even less than half of the pieces you've learned, that's okay. That's all you need to get started. Go back to your chart where you listed the pieces you've worked on in the last 6 months to 1 year. And as you determine the grade level of some of these pieces, I want you to mark them in the far right column. Easy and difficult pieces. What about pieces you learned that you marked the difficulty of as easy or difficult? Generally, the pieces you mark as easy are going to be a grade or two below your actual level. And the pieces you mark as difficult are going to be a grade or two above your actual level. Some personal examples. I've learned Liszt's Liebestraum No. 3. It's an ARCT level, which is one step above grade 10, and was borderline very difficult for me. This makes sense because I'm most comfortable around a grade 9 level. I've also learned some Bach preludes, and these feel mostly easy to me, with a few maybe more medium, which makes sense because they range in difficulty from around grade 6 to 9. Beginner, intermediate, or advanced. Maybe you're having a tough time pinpointing an exact grade level you fall into. Don't worry about this. We'll refine this as we go through the course. For now, it's most important that you're able to put yourself in one of three categories: beginner, intermediate, or advanced. Beginners are from a preparatory to a grade 2 level. Intermediate is grade 3 to 7. And an advanced player is beyond grade 8. If you followed the ABRSM school, I'd shift these numbers a little. Intermediate would be grade 3 to 6, and advanced would be grade 7 and up. You might be able to refer to yourself as a late beginner or an early intermediate player. I would call myself advanced. I am past the early advanced stage, but I am far from the late advanced stage of complex pieces. In conclusion, it might take you several hours to finish the level assessment sheet if you've learned a lot of pieces and you're looking them up in the syllabus one by one or trying to make educated guesses. Despite being time consuming, I do encourage you to go through this process in full. Not only will it give you a better idea of your level, but it'll also give you a better sense of what kind of music is appropriate for various levels. Another resource you might find helpful, geared more towards intermediate and advanced students, is the Henley level system. Henley rates the difficulty levels of famous classical pieces between 1 to 9. Level 1 in Henley terms roughly equates with grade 3 of RCM and ABRSM. Level 9 is extremely difficult, well beyond grade 10. Visit the Henley website to explore different levels of various pieces in their catalog. Every time I buy a new book, I go through the Henley website, and if they're a part of their collection, I mark in the levels of each piece in my book with a pencil. I do the same thing with the RCM syllabus. I scour my new books for any pieces that appear in the RCM syllabus and then mark it directly into my book. This ends up serving as a handy reference plan